I've not watched him play too many times, but I know that Rafa Nadal is his mentor. He trains at his academy, so obviously he was well prepared for the match, and he fights. You know, he gets a lot of balls back, and he's 10 years younger than me, which is amazing to say and experience. But credit to him for fighting and playing well. I went through my ups and downs, and not really satisfied with the performance. But yeah, I just played enough in the right moments to win the match. So hopefully the level will increase and will get better in the next match.
After 2008, when you won your first, I know you went into a little bit of a rut, and you talked to me before how it was really tough. Is this moment now even tougher than that? And I'm sure you're glad you're coming out of it now.
I mean, look, you know, I think it's all a personal perspective, how you perceive things in life. I mean, it can be really tough and it can be really easy. I mean, everything starts and ends with us in our minds. So, yeah, I mean, you know, to sit here and talk about how tough it is and you have, you know, people starving to death. I mean, this is, for me, it's not a, there's no point in talking about that. I mean, it's just the way it is. As an athlete, I have to face these challenges, I would call them. And if I overcome them or not, it's just a matter of, you know, work that I've put into, luck at times, and circumstances that I'm in, and that's it. I mean, I've achieved so much in my life, and I'm very, very grateful for that. That's all I can say. I mean, I don't like to talk about anymore what is tough, what is not tough. I mean, life is great.
Novak, you practice quite often with David Goffin. I was wondering, what do you like about him, and how far you think he can go here?
Well, yeah, he's a really nice guy. We get along very well, on and off the court, and he was and he still is, you know, one of the most talented guys on the tour. He's got great hands and really quick footwork. Well, deservedly, he's one of the, you know, the top players of the world. You know, he. You know, he had some periods where he played really, really good, and then he had an injury, unfortunately, as well, for several months bothered him, I think, at the beginning of this year. But he seems like he's coming back on his level. I mean, he's always someone that can, you know, impose a great challenge for any player on any surface.
Novak, some people worry about making changes in their lives or in their careers. You seem to actively embrace it, whether it's your diet, the team around you, your preparation. You're constantly striving for perfection or to be the best you can be. Do you ever worry about making changes, or do you always see that as a positive?
I don't worry. I follow my heart and my gut, and I believe that decisions that I make in life are the right ones, even though they don't seem the right ones maybe to some people, but to me they're the right ones at that time. At that moment I feel a certain emotion towards something, and of course I'm trying to be rational and responsible and think about it. I don't make decisions upon every thought that I have, but you know, I do feel like evolving is something that is natural. It's a natural process of every human being and our planet. So I try to, you know, strive and to evolve and to get better as a person and as a player as well. I mean, it is what it is at the moment. I'm not playing at the level that I wish to, but at the same time I understand that. It is the process that obviously takes time, and I'm trying to not give up and create the best out of this situation and circumstances that I'm in.
But like if we take the first set from 5-2 to 5-all, what's the thing you're not satisfied about? Is it more a focus issue? Because there were patches that was great tennis out there, and some lows when it happens, it's the focus, it's one shot, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's several things. Obviously, I've mentioned several times before that, best practice that you can have is a match. So I haven't had too many matches, and I really never thought that I'm going to be challenged in that way mentally, that I need matches in order to get confidence. But obviously I'm learning something new, and that's the case. You know, at times I do lose the maybe comfort level on the court and confidence, and that's something that I'm still building gradually, obviously. And the more matches I play, the better it is. The more I win, of course, the better it is. So hopefully that can keep going.
Can you explain what makes it so difficult to gain back the self-confidence to the level from your best days?
Well, I have to embrace this kind of situation in life where it's different. You know, I'm not, and I don't want to be the same person and player that I was 2, 3, 4 years ago. It's just different. I have a different life. I mean, I'm a father of 2 children, and it's, you know, a lot of different things that I prioritize in life, and it's not only about tennis, which has been the case before. So you have to adjust to it, embrace it, and try to find best possible solutions to balance everything and thrive in every aspect of your life.
Novak, I think I'm right in saying that on Twitter a few weeks ago you kind of sent Andy a jokey message about Star Wars or something, but if I'm...
It was a Star Wars day, so it was because the ATP posted, I think, us playing a point in Rome. It was a kind of a Star Wars day, so they were just... posting that, and so I kind of retweeted that and mentioned Andy.
I was just wondering more seriously if you've had any contact with him or sent him any good wishes or...
Yes, directly and indirectly through his brother as well. I mean, obviously we are part of the... We spoke actually recently because we were part of the player council, so we had a meeting, and he was on the conference call, and we got to have a FaceTime as well, and he was very committed for 4 hours, like 3-4 hours. He was part of that meeting, and I mean, obviously he's got 2 children now, and it's life at home for sure for him is different, and I can understand him, and I can only imagine how difficult it is for him as well to deal with the circumstances of injury. You know, that's something that I can relate to. I mean, I have had quite similar situation, although for his injury takes more time, obviously, and hopefully we can see him playing on grass, because that's where I guess he wants to play.
Novak, I talked to Marion Vaida, and he told me your service became faster after the changes. Can you tell me about that and about the process of changing your service?
Yes and no. I mean, at times when I have good days of serving, then the serve, I mean, everything flows. The issue that I had with service motion is that I had to alternate it a lot because of the injury. And I changed the racket, and I start to explore different technical changes and movements in my motion, and unfortunately every little thing that you change affects the big, so to say, picture, which is the whole service motion. So if you look at my matches from Australia and Indian Wells and now, I mean, I have 3 different service motions already this year. So it's something that I'm working on, and it's at times like today. I mean, some parts of the match I didn't feel rhythm at all of the serve, so I was missing a lot of first serves. At times I feel quite comfortable, and then the speed obviously increases as well. But I think for me it's a matter of rhythm and confidence and getting comfortable with that motion, whatever that is. And I'm trying to stick to one motion and not. Right now we are not really trying to change anything on the practice sessions. We're just trying to get as many practice serves as possible so I can get comfortable with that.
Novak, we saw the picture of you with Serena's daughter. And we know that you have a relationship with her. Yesterday she went on court in a very gutsy move that hasn't really been done for decades. Could you just take a moment and on the first of all, just talk about what she's like and how she's special in not just tennis but in culture as a whole? And then if I could ask, what would it take to get you out there in a bodysuit?
I love Serena. I mean, it's I mean, you know, all the superlatives and beautiful words that you can think of, you know, she deserves it. I mean, especially now, I mean, after she gave birth to Olympia and after all she has achieved in sport, to see her back and, you know, putting hours on the court and work and again, it's impressive. It's inspiring. It really is. I mean, I do have a really nice relationship with her, and there is actually, I don't know if you know, but there is one day difference between my daughter and her daughter. Yeah. So we've texted a lot in the process, and so she was very nice to share a lot of things that she was going through and with me and my wife, and I really appreciated that, and I felt really close to her. So I all I can say is I love her, and I wish her all the best.
Novak, right here. Hi. You spoke about how it's a bit surreal to be playing a player who's 10 years younger. And I wondered if you could have a word with yourself 10 years ago, what might you say?
It's funny you ask me that, but I do have a lot of trying to visualize conversations with my younger self, especially in the last year or so, because, I mean, I feel like I need to... I feel like I need to... go back to those days when I started playing tennis and why I started playing tennis, to remind myself and to get inspired and to get motivation from that source, you know. So it's funny that you asked me, but I seriously do think about it. I do also visualize that. And what I'm getting from my younger self is smile and remember why you started playing it, if this becomes a mechanical thing for me, it's not good. It's not good for anybody. I mean, to do something that they started to do or to play. I mean, in this particular case, to play sports, they started because of the passion, because they love it, because all the kids, why they start sport? They you know, 99.9 start because they just fall in love with the sport. And nowadays, you know, sport is... you know, it's becoming a little bit of a too much of a business, in my opinion. So, so it's very important to always remind yourself of that source of why you started, and to always balance things out. Of course, there are days when you feel more like playing, when you feel less like playing. I mean, it's all normal. We all people. We all go through ups and downs in life. But going back to that inner child is very essential, I think. I mean, at least in my case. And you know, he's there, and he's reminding me to enjoy what I do.
One more related to Serena is, how do you think it is easier to be a father and play tennis than it is as a mother?
Yeah. Yes.
In what way?
You know, well, I think it's obvious. I mean, what woman has to go through, you know, with the pregnancy and birth, and then everything after that. you know, I'm sorry to all the guys, but it's much more difficult for a woman. So that's why it makes it even more impressive when they make a comeback, and especially Serena, you know, after all she has done. I mean, we cannot forget about that. I mean, it's not like she never won a slam and then now she wants to come back because she has, you know, something to achieve from that perspective. You know, she has won, you know, 23, and she is the greatest female athlete of all times, probably, and she keeps on coming back and inspiring everyone, and she uses tennis as a platform to do good things, and that's why she's back, I think. I mean, that's, you can see how much she loves it.
Novak, when you're in Paris, does half of you feel like you're René Lacoste?
Sorry,
when you're in Paris, yeah? Does half of you feel like you're René Lacoste?
That's a good one. Yes, yes, and I'm grateful for that, because I mean, Lacoste has done a wonderful campaign, and they had a great idea, and obviously being related to Lacoste, René Lacoste, and Lacoste as a brand, and as him as a and as an individual that was a champion and inventor. I think many people know actually how many things he has invented in his life. You know, the graphite racket and, you know, balls, and for golf, like several little tools for golf. And I mean, he was quite an impressive man. And I've learned even more about him ever since I joined the Lacoste family. So I appreciate them choosing me to be a brand ambassador. And yeah, I mean, obviously Lacoste is world renowned sports brand. So I'm just proud to be part of it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.